The Kings of Convenience are two 20-something musicians from Bergen, Norway. After some time apart, they're back together on a CD called Riot on an Empty Street. Meredith Oakes has this review.
One of the more amusing colloquial phrases of our new century is this is the new that. Like pink is the new black, or 40 is the new 30. The Kings of Convenience titled their last album, Quiet is the New Loud. When people talk about the band, they often say that the duo started a new acoustic movement. But it isn't new, and it isn't even much of a movement. That leaves acoustic, and on their new album, the Kings of Convenience get even quieter than they were before.
I lose some sales and my boss won't be happy, but I can't stop listening to the sound of two soft voices blended in perfection from the reels of this record that I found.
On this album, Riot on an Empty Street, the Kings of Convenience prove that they're more than just a couple of guys with a serious Jones for Simon and Garfunkel-style harmonies. They incorporate delicate bossa nova rhythms and lyrics that are lightly philosophical. On this song, they're joined by Canadian singer-songwriter Leslie Feist, who makes the band sound like a Nordic version of Brazil's famous musical Gilberto family.
Oh, you and me alone. Sheer simplicity.
The Kings of Convenience certainly aren't the first band to bring their songs down a few notches while the rest of the music world is turning up. The artists who inspire them, like Nick Drake, for example, made quiet albums in the early 70s, when rock and roll was getting louder and raunchier. So if they're not breaking new ground with their lovely acoustic pop, at least the duo is putting Norway back on the musical map. Considering that the country was once known for unleashing the awful one-hit wonder band A-ha on an unsuspecting world, that's no easy task.
The CD is Riot on an Empty Street by the Kings of Convenience. Our reviewer is Meredith Oakes.
If you want to be my friend, you want us to get along, please do not expect me to wrap it up and keep it there. The observation I'm doing could easily be understood, a cynical demeanor, but one of us misread. What do you know, it happened again.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.